USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Infections, hospitalizations, and deaths linked to COVID-19 have risen among people who have gotten a COVID-19 vaccine in recent months, according to newly released data from the CDC. But the bulk of the cases, hospitalizations, and deaths remained among unvaccinated Americans, the data show. It should be noted, however, that among the unvaccinated are those who have had both shots but 14 days have not yet passed. Virginia Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin told Newsmax on Friday that momentum is shifting his way from his Democratic rival, former Governor Terry McAuliffe, in the race because he's part of a movement, not a campaign.
It is so exciting to be part of it. I mean, 10 months ago, I had 2% name ID, and here we are getting ready as Virginians to get our Commonwealth back moving in the right direction.
This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
When asked about President Biden's claim that his massive Build Back Better social spending plan will add $0 to the deficit because it will be paid for by tax increases, Senator John Kennedy responded with a mocking remark during an appearance on Fox News with Harris Faulkner.
Oh, well, I don't... Somebody at the White House has been smoking the devil's lettuce, okay? Hey. I mean, I'm just telling you, they think this is zero. Either that or they think the American people are morons and will believe anything.
Kennedy says Democrats think they can tax, spend, and regulate us into prosperity, and they think America can only be great through its federal government. Lawmakers who may have been involved with the planning of rallies on January 6th are coming under renewed scrutiny over their roles, teeing up questions of whether the committee investigating the attack on the Capitol may take the historic step of subpoenaing sitting members of Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A political stunt in Virginia by those opposing the Republican candidate leads to a backlash.
The Republican anti-Trump group, the Lincoln Project, targeting the Republican candidate for Governor Glenn Youngkin Friday. Five Lincoln Project members photographed standing outside Youngkin's campaign bus in Charlottesville. They're dressed just like people who took part in the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville 4 years ago. Back then, men carrying torches marched across the University of Virginia campus chanting, "Jews will not replace us." An advisor to the Lincoln Project, Stuart Stevens, on CNN last night defending the photo.
Listen, every day I hear people pleading with the Lincoln Project to help show Democrats how to win, how to play hardball. You know, this is an example. The question here is not about some guys who showed up at a rally. It's why hasn't Glenn Youngkin denounced Donald Trump for saying that there were good people on both sides?
The photo drawing criticism for both Youngkin's camp and that of the Democratic candidate for Governor Terry McAuliffe. The latest poll out Friday by the Washington Post shows McAuliffe with a one-point lead ahead of Tuesday's election. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said he expects to see a rise in vaccinations among municipal workers in line with his mandate, telling reporters that the human reality is city employees will decide to get the shot rather than face unpaid leave. De Blasio made the remarks during an October 28th press conference. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.